Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Barbara from Germany, and Barbara has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. So when would you... Sorry, Simon will have to cut that bit out. That's a good start, isn't it? When were you diagnosed, Barbara?
When was I diagnosed? I was diagnosed in 2007.
Okay, and how old were you?
At the time, I was 45. The diagnosis came exactly 2 days after I turned 45.
Oh, right. Not a very nice birthday present.
No, not really, no.
And what were your symptoms at that time?
At the time, I had very few symptoms. I was living in Australia at the time, and I'd been out on a bushwalk with a group. Mm-hmm. I'd been walking for 3/4 of an hour or so, my legs sort of started to give, really. I couldn't carry on walking. It was very, very strange, and I just had to stop the walk. Luckily, we're not sort of out in the bush. We were just walking along the beach, and there was a road running parallel to where we were walking. So somebody came with me, and we just walked very slowly sort of onto the road and waited there, sitting on a bench, and then eventually somebody else from the group came with a car. So it was very lucky, you know, the circumstances, because I could have been out with that group somewhere, you know, really sort of in the bush, and it would have been very, very difficult to get me back. I'd been sitting there with this person for a while, and I started to feel fine again. And then I had a lift back into town, and then took the bus back to where I was living. And I remember getting off the bus feeling perfectly fine and walking home without any problems. But obviously this kind of incident kind of shook me up a bit. And I went to see my doctor, my GP, and told her about it. And she said, well, I really don't know what this could be, but I'm going to treat it seriously, and I'm going to refer you to a neurologist. And that's what she did. Mm-hmm. I went to see the neurologist and described what had happened to her. And she said, well, I'm going to send you for an MRI, which she did, and I had the MRI. And then she... sort of when she had the films back, she said, well, this is what I thought you had when, you know, you first came. But obviously I wanted to make sure that I was right before I said anything to you. And you've got multiple sclerosis. And at the time, she said it was relapsing remitting. But now, last summer, I had a major episode, and after I'd been in hospital and had the steroids, I went into a clinic for a sort of rehabilitation place for about 5 weeks, and the doctors there said it was secondary progressive.
Right.
I now have symptoms all the time. You know, I mean, until, when was it, 2009, I had very few symptoms. It was just prolonged walking. Then, you know, I had problems, and I couldn't run. I mean, that I noticed that even before I had this sort of incident on the walk, that I couldn't run. I tried to run for the bus and I couldn't do it. So,
and what
anyway.
Other symptoms did you have at that time?
At that time, that was really it. It was not being able to run. And also that, yes, that was the other thing, that I, when I was going up or downstairs, I always had to hold on to a handrail.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing.
Right. What about when your doctor said that you were secondary progressive? What were the symptoms then?
Oh, this was last year, you mean?
Yes.
Now when I go out, I have to really have a stick most of the time because my balance has been affected really quite badly and I can't walk. I mean, it depends, you know, it's sort of different from day to day. Some days are better than others, and I'm sure everybody who has MS experiences that. Some days I find it very difficult to walk more than, say, 10 minutes at a time. And I also feel very stiff after I've been sitting down for a while. You know, say I've been sitting at a desk for quite a while working, and then I have to get up, say, to go to the toilet. I do find a kind of, you know, I'm really stiff and it takes me a little while to get going. Yes. But then I'm okay. Mm-hmm. That is just the sort of initial stiffness.
What about other symptoms like fatigue and bowel and bladder and sleep?
I don't, very luckily, don't suffer from fatigue.
Right.
That is, I've never really, touch wood, experienced that so far. Obviously, I'm tired at the end of the day, but because I do things all day, and I mean, you know, I don't think I'm unusually tired.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue. My balance really isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the, sorry, what was the other
Your bowels there? And bladder.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I don't have problems there.
What about cognitive problems?
I don't have cognitive problems either. I mean, in this clinic, they did do tests, cognitive tests, and I was fine. I mean, it was well within the range of a, you know, healthy person, and so there's no problem there either. And I had, funnily enough, I had an appointment with my neurologist on Monday, and he did this kind of these tests where, you know, for example, he has a tuning fork and he puts it at different places, you know, on the arm and on the ankle and stuff. And I remember when he did it last time, I could hardly feel anything in my ankle. And on Monday, I could kind of feel a little bit, and he sort of said afterwards, well, there is certainly an improvement there, that you sort of seem to be able to feel the vibrations a little bit better. And I said, well, how come? And he said, because I go and have a monthly vitamin B12 injection there. And he said, well, it is the vitamin B. I mean, that's what he said. That sort of, there is an improvement there. He also tested my hands, you know, when you have to tune your wrists and stuff like that. And he said, well, your hands are really very good. I mean, in the summer when I had this major episode, my left hand was sort of paralyzed and I couldn't, my index finger was sort of permanently kind of bent, it was sort of like crooked, it was horrible, and I couldn't sort of eat with that hand, and that is all gone now, luckily, that is all gone back to normal, so my hands are fine,
so when,
which is a great relief, obviously.
Yes. So when did you discover LDN?
I think I because when I was, I was diagnosed in 2007, and this neurologist who diagnosed me wanted to put me on to some beta interferon right away, And I sort of said, no, I don't. I want to explore some other things. And then I found the Best Bet Diet.
Yes.
And I spoke to Andrew a few times as well. And then I researched that. And then I found the MS Resource Center. I mean, the website, I'm talking about now. And I went on the website, and I think I read about LDN there.
Right.
And I mentioned it to my GP at the time. And she'd heard of LDN. She was originally from Yugoslavia. Or Serbia, former Yugoslavia. And she said, yes, I've used it in Yugoslavia to treat alcoholics. And I didn't realize it could be, used as a treatment for MS. And she was quite supportive.
Right.
And she said, if you want to get it, Dad, I'll support you in that. And then I mentioned it to my neurologist. I changed neurologists then because this woman I'd originally seen retired for health reasons, and I went to see another neurologist, and I asked him what he thought of LDN, or whether, and he kind of said no, he didn't think there was anything to be gained by that.
Right.
But I then didn't pursue LDN because at the time I had so few symptoms, and I kept to the diet. I just kind of felt, and also because my neurologist sort of said that he felt that I didn't really need to do anything else.
Aren't you taking LDN, Barbara?
How long? Started at the end of November last year.
Right. And did that do anything immediately for you?
Yes. Well, I sort of more or less immediately had, and that's still going on now, I sleep really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. I didn't really have great problems with, suffering from insomnia or anything like that. But I have noticed that I go to sleep really quickly. I sometimes have problems, used to have problems going to sleep, but I go to sleep really quickly now, and sometimes I don't even have to get up during the night at all. Some nights I do have to get up once to go to the toilet, but then, like last night I did, but I then go back to sleep more or less straight away, so that's fine. And also, before I started LDN, I kind of had had these sort of pains in sometimes in my shin, sometimes in my the back of my leg, it was sort of like sore muscles, like when you've been hiking a lot.
Yes.
The next day, your legs sort of feel a bit strange, and you sort of have these pains, and it was like that. The pain was like that, and that has more or less gone since I've been since I've started taking LDN. I do sometimes have them still, these pains in my shins or in my legs, but not nowhere near as often as I used to have them. So those are, I would say, the most obvious improvements. I also find that when I do things like cleaning, which I find sort of physically quite strenuous, I do a lot of walking, I do recover more quickly. I do have to still sit down, and take a rest to kind of recover. But I do think that it's quicker. And then, like last week, I did some cleaning, and then I did sort of sit down for a while and did something else, but then I went for a sort of 20-minute walk, sat in the park, and then walked back for 20 minutes. And it was, I wouldn't say it was difficult, but, it sort of wasn't I did feel my legs, but I was able to do it, you know.
So your doctor prescribed the LDN for you, is that right?
No. I told my doctor about it, and he never heard of it. I mean, here in Germany, it's not really well known. I told him about it, and I gave him all. I downloaded all the stuff from the MSRC website for him and gave it to him. And he'd read through it, and then he said, next time I went to see him, he said, well, would you like to do that? And I said, well, yes. And he said, okay, well, the only thing is I'm not quite sure how you'd be able to get it. And I tried to get it. There's an international pharmacy here. And they said they weren't able to, they'd never heard of it either. I mean, they didn't know what I was talking about. Anyway, I got it through eNed. I called Dixon Pharmacy in Glasgow, and they were very helpful, very nice. And Paula said, oh, you have to get a UK prescription for us to send it to you, but you get it, via eMed, and that's what I did, and it was really easy. I was surprised in the end, once I got onto it, how easy it was.
Yes.
I filled in the form on the web, and I sent them a letter, and within a couple of days, they sent the prescription to Glasgow, and then they, within a few days, I had the LDN here.
Good. So, did you have any initial side effects when you started?
No. The only thing is, a couple of times I did have vivid dreams, but I mean they were not disturbing, not nightmares or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But that happened a couple of times at the beginning, but I mean I wouldn't really call that a side effect. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It may have happened. Even if I hadn't been taking LDN, you don't know. So,
So how would you say your life has been since you started LDN?
I think it has improved in, as I said, I sleep better, and that makes such a difference, I think, to anybody, whether they...
I'd like to introduce Bill from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Really nice to talk to you again. And I'd also like to take this opportunity of saying thank you for being such a great advocate of LDN and for the fundraising that you do. It's appreciated.
Thank you as well. You do a lot more than anybody else that I know of.
Thank you. So, you've got multiple sclerosis. When did you first start to notice symptoms?
Well, I had some small symptoms probably as far back as the late 70s, but the symptoms didn't stay with me long enough to really worry about it. I lead a pretty active life, so I figured it was something that I'd probably overdone or something like that. But finally, in 1998, my whole left side went numb, and it wouldn't wake back up. And that's when I really felt like I had a major problem, and that's when I started looking into what might be wrong.
And how old were you then, Bill?
I was 49 years old. And to put it bluntly, when I was diagnosed with MS, it absolutely shocked the stew out of me, because I have a sister that also had MS, and I'd always been told it was not hereditary and two people in the same family just don't get it. How wrong that was.
So how did having MS impact on your life, Bill?
Do what now?
How did it impact on your life having
MS? Well, as a full-time paid firefighter, it impacted my life immediately in that I could no longer do that. Once I was diagnosed with MS, I had to come off the fire line. So I had to make arrangements to try to do some more training or something in order to stay with the fire service. So I had to go back to school and become certified as a fire marshal.
Right.
And at the same time, try to figure out how to deal with MS.
Mm-hmm.
It was very traumatic. Once I was diagnosed, the symptoms started really coming forward, right and left, and I progressed very rapidly. I was fortunate that I had very good insurance, and so I was able to do a lot of things that some people might not be able to do. But to make a long story short, I went through every treatment, every approved treatment that you could take for MS, and a number of treatments that weren't approved for MS in trying to treat this stuff. But everything I tried seemed to speed up the progression of the MS rather than slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went from 1998 to 2002, I went from relapsing remitting MS to secondary progressive MS. And by 2002, I was completely wheelchair-bound, on oxygen 24 hours a day, catheterized. I had to wear a bib to eat. And I was given, and by 2005, I was given 14 months to live. And I'd been on everything from chemotherapy to all the ABC drugs to plasma exchange. Nothing helped. And it was about that time that I read some stuff about LDN, and I started looking into it, and I found Dr. Gluck, and I called him, and we talked for maybe 4 hours. And, oh, what a special man. And I got all the information I needed and went back to my neurologist, and he would not even consider prescribing it for me. So I went to another neurologist, and she actually wanted me to go back on chemotherapy. And I told her I would, but that I'd already been on it and almost died from it, so I would like to try this LDN before I did that. And she said, well, I've never prescribed it before, and it's not approved. And I thought, here we go. But then she said, but since you've already been on everything, I'm going to prescribe it for you. But you've got to agree that if after 3 or 4 months you haven't seen any positive results, you'll go on the back on the chemotherapy because you don't have a lot of time to waste. And I said, I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I started on, I started with 1.5 milligrams in July of 05, and in October of 05, I went back to my neurologist, and I walked into her office with no assistance. I had no braces on my legs, and I had not had a problem with my MS in the whole 3 months. And it just blew her away. She called all her nurses in. Everybody was chattering. And let me go back a little bit, too. Before I started the LDN, I was having an episode with my MS every month and would lose more abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Once I started taking the LDN, I went over 5 years without having any episode whatsoever. I've had three minor episodes since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that debilitated me or slowed me down from doing what I want to do. It's just been absolutely incredible. My pharmacy bill went from just under $3,000 a month to less than $50 a month. And I actually, the full price for LDN here in my hometown without insurance is $36. a month. Mm-hmm. And my insurance actually pays for all of it but $6. So the rest of my pharmacy bill is mostly vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some problems with my kidneys and bladder because of the chemotherapy, so I do have to take some medication for that, and I'll have to take that the rest of my life. But that was not for MS. It was for the damage caused by the chemotherapy.
You said that you were catheterized. Were you able to have that removed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't
really?
Have to
That's
have...
fantastic.
I don't have to have anything anymore. I have kept the oxygen apparatus and stuff at home just because I don't want to have to fight to get it back if the time should arise that I needed it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had to use anything since I started taking the LVN.
Mm-hmm.
And
do
I
you
will
have?
Tell you, go ahead.
Sorry, do you have any MS symptoms at all now?
I do have a few symptoms. I have some tingling. I do have to be careful about overdoing myself. I actually run a community garden here now. I have a 5.5-acre garden, and we grow everything in there, and we give it all away. Well, naturally, a garden is a pretty physical operation.
Yeah. I
have to be really careful. I have overdone myself a few times, and it's, you know, I do still have MS.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to say LDN is not a cure, but it has allowed me to do so many things that I thought I'd never be able to do again. And I'm kind of like you. I look at every day as a gift and an opportunity to do something for somebody else, and so that's why I run this garden. I do a lot of volunteer work here in my hometown. I'm on a lot of boards and stuff. In fact, I just got back from Florida. I'm on the board of directors for our local housing authority, and I had to go to a 5-day conference down there. Well, with MS, you can imagine the stress and stuff that would put on you if you were really suffering from your MS, and I had no problems while I was there. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
That is just such an incredible, inspirational story for other people to go from somebody who was so very, very sick to being able to lead a normal life. I know you still have boundaries that you have to not cross, but it seems as though you're able to carry on with your life providing you're careful.
Well, I do, and I'll tell you... I'm a lot more open with people now than I guess I could have said 20 years ago. I was kind of a shy person, but if I see any person that I see that's having problems walking or has a problem with anything, I'm the first one to go up and say, look, I'm not trying to be too personal, but let me tell you my story, and I tell them about me, and then I ask them about themselves, and if it's something that is wrong with them that I think LDN will help with, then I jump right into it and tell them. And, you know, every now and then it's something that it won't handle, but there's so many things that it's good for that I've been able to at least introduce people to it. And I don't push it on anybody. I just introduce them to it and say, look, here's the information, and give me your email address, and I'll send you websites and stuff, and you can look at it and decide for yourselves. And I do know that my neurologist now prescribes it for over 100 people. The compounding pharmacy here in my town, which is a small town, we have about 12,000 people here, and about 70 people get their prescription filled at our local pharmacy here, and they had actually never heard of naltrexone before I asked them to fill it. And they actually had to call Skip Lenz in Florida to find out about it, and so now they have like 60 or more people taking it here.
Good. So what does your neurologist actually say about your health now?
She says it's amazing. And one of the things that I think that is a big plus, I give her name and telephone number to people from all over the world, mainly because if their neurologists have a problem with it or don't know anything about it, they can call her and ask her. And the very first thing she's going to tell any medical person is that LDN will do no harm.
Yes.
And that is such a big deal to me because there's so many misconstruing statements about it. I've had doctors say, well, it's an opiate. You don't need to be taking it. Well, it's not an opiate. It's actually an opiate blocker.
That's right, yes.
But the biggest thing doctors need to know is that it will do no harm. The chemotherapy I took was not approved for MS, but I almost died from it.
Mm.
And they were ready, they were readily prescribed that. And I thought, well, why won't you prescribe LDN? Because there are no side effects to it, really. I mean, not any major ones. And, the only one I really know of is vivid dreams, and I kind of enjoy vivid dreams.
I didn't have any side effects whatsoever.
I've had absolutely no side effects from LDN. In fact, I was looking forward to the vivid dreams because at the time I started taking it, I was getting less than an hour's sleep per night. And if I was having vivid dreams, that meant I was sleeping. And that was really one of the reasons they said I only had 14 months to live. I had a variety of sleep apnea that was so bad that Mayo Clinic told me that they had only seen two other cases like mine, and both those had already died. When I say 1 hour for 24 hours, I mean I never slept for more than 5 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And then I would go 2 and 3 days with no sleep, and my kidneys would shut down, my heart would start acting up. I drooled. I couldn't swallow. There were just so many frightening things. And the breathing got to be a severe problem. And there's nothing more frightening than not being able to breathe.
Mm.
I mean, it is scary. But once I started taking the LDN, for whatever reason, that just kind of went away. And I've really had no problem with the sleep apnea. I've had no problems with the breathing.
How long would you say, Bill, it took before you noticed any improvement?
Well, it was actually 2 months before I actually realized, kind of broad-based improvement. But as I say, I was completely wheelchair-bound when I started taking LDN.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our bathrooms were not handicap accessible, so I would have to go in my chair to the bathroom door, and I had a walker right inside the door with a bench on it, and I would transfer from the chair to the walker and slide over to either the toilet or the tub or the sink. Well, as I got into the taking of the LDN, I started noticing a little bit more strength in my legs and in my hands, and rather than having to sit on the walker, I could shuffle my feet, and then I could take a few steps. And I actually have a bench that straddled the bathtub, and I would sit down on the bench and slide over into the tub. Well, I got to where I didn't have to do that anymore. I could step over. I had to hold on, of course, but I could step over into the tub. And so all of those things were definite improvements. And then I was able to just put up the walker. I could take the chair to the door and do everything I needed to do in the bathroom without the walker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to where I was doing a little bit of walking in the hallways and stuff, and just a little bit more and a little bit more, and I was real fortunate we have a pool, and so I could do a lot of stuff in the pool that I couldn't necessarily do outside the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But soon I was walking, and I got my cane back out and got to put the wheelchair up. And then by the time the 3 months had been up, man, I had to put it up, and it's leaning up against the wall.
Amazing. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it.
I look forward to telling it to anybody that will listen.
I'd like to introduce Bob from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. And Bob was originally from America. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
It was back in 1999. I was playing tennis. And I came off the tennis court, and I only could walk in the circle. And the guy I was playing tennis with said, you better go see a doctor about this. So I went and saw my doctor. I just changed. And he said, you got to go for an MRI scan now. So I went for a specialist semi-frame MRI scan, and I came out of the scan. He showed me these lesions. He said, do you know what you have? Now, this guy's a clown. I said, no. Why do you think I'm here? He says, you have MS. And I said, what's an MS? I didn't know a thing. He didn't tell me a thing. So I had to go up to the library in the town where I live and find out what it's all about. So that's how it all came to be. And I stopped work in 2000. So I was 50 years old then.
Mm-hmm. And had you...
Pardon?
Had you had anything throughout your life that you thought was a bit strange that came and went?
No.
Nothing?
No, I was when I was young, I maybe drank too much beer. I don't know. You don't know. Somebody up there said, this is what you're going to get, and that's what happened.
So how did that impact on your life being diagnosed?
Terrible. I went on half days for 6 months at work, and then I just had to stop. It just my sight didn't go, but the lights burnt my eyes, so I couldn't stay in bright light very long. So then I went on a Copaxone trial up in Nottingham. I was on Copaxone for 8 years because I was on this trial. But then the specialist says, Copaxone's not doing me any good. So he said, you're not taking it anymore. So I thought, well, there's got to be something else. So I started looking and I found LDN. And I've been on that for 6 months now.
Okay.
And at times I noticed that I walk around the house on a three-wheel trolley type thing, and I forget to use it. So it's slowly, it's not curing it, but it's making my life livable it's prolonging the inevitable.
Before you started LDN, Bob, what were your symptoms?
Symptoms were I can't walk very well. I take a nap every day from like say one to two, and then I have a life till about 11 o'clock at night. Otherwise, I couldn't make it. it's mainly. And your speech isn't very good, as you can tell. As walking is basically the main thing I'm really not happy with. But it goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
cognitively
but
and.
But the LDN it's been for the price. You're crazy not to try it. You got to try this because what do they call for these pills that are out now? It's supposed to be some pill. It's about 30 quid a pill.
I don't know.
That's supposed to be for primary PPMS and secondary progressive.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pill out, and it's just, you gotta try it. It's helped a little bit. I mean, it's not massive.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna run down the street tomorrow, but it has helped. I believe it's helped.
Yes, you've only been on it 6 months, so I continued improving for about 18 months. I know you said you were primary progressive. I'm secondary progressive.
Yeah. I got a friend down at the pub that's secondary progressive. He's going to try the LDN as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting the word out.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the hardest thing. It's getting the word out to more people with MS. That try this, it might work, and then it might not. Mm. But you gotta give it a try.
Yeah.
That's
thank you.
My way of thinking.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, and we'd be interested to hear what your condition is like in a year's time. Perhaps you could give me a call.
I sure will.
Thank you very much.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.